Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you for about 55 minutes. As the, I always do, because this is a something I really get behind and support. It's RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteers. I fall on all the work. Every one of the acronym, I'm part of it. I volunteer. In case you haven't noticed, I am a senior. And some think I am retired. My boss used to tell me, you're on retirement now. But anyhow, with me today is someone who's really breathed life back into that organization, made it viable again, made it part of our community again. Her name is Lisa Tully. And in case you didn't notice, I think the world of her. She's a dedicated everybody that interworks, interfaces with her, interacts with her, again, she's a pro. And we're going to talk about what RSVP is doing, but also what they may be facing with the all the things that's going on in the federal government, the state government, and in the city government. But I would just say this. This organization has my one backing 100% because of what she has brought it back and what it was under Sheila Pia and the other lady whose name skips me.
Cheryl Whelan or
Cheryl. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. It's good. I have Lisa here because I forgot. I forgot where the staircase is to go back upstairs. So she'll help me. Lisa, what? So listen, you guys got a lot going on. You got a recognition deal coming up. And
oh, yeah.
Cool.
We do. My month of April calendar is booked pretty solidly. We have a lot going on at RSVP. First of all, it is National Volunteer Month.
Yeah.
So we have that going on. So in the community, there are a lot of events associated with that that RSVP has been invited to, where these different nonprofits that we are connected with are also recognizing volunteers, and certainly our volunteers are a part of that. And I also have a progress report that is coming up for RSVP that is due at the end of the month. So we have some financial reporting that is due, and we're getting new flooring in our office this month too. So it's going to be a busy April for sure.
Well, in what you've done in the number of stations that you have brought back in or expanded new ones. I just really think that the public needs to know all that RSVP contributes to the overall Berkshire County community. And I mean, I can tell you many, if not all the not-for-profits that use RSVP would never be able to afford the help they get from RSVP. And consequently, I don't know if they'd make it.
Yeah, so I mean, this year, 2024, you know, our numbers keep growing. The hours of service keep growing every year. We definitely have seen since the pandemic, we've moved the needle back up.
Yeah.
This year, we had 304 active volunteers. Yeah, so that means that they actively were participating in volunteering in the community. It means that they're not just signed up and sitting. They're actually out there doing. And we have 40,509 hours of service given by those volunteers.
Wow.
In 2024. So that's pretty huge. The number is significant, and you know, so they're out there doing work that needs to get done. So our theme this year for our recognition luncheon is bumblebees. And you know, when you think of a bee and how a bee pollinates It contributes to the ecosystem. That is exactly what my volunteers do in this community. They are the doers. They work hard, and they don't give up, and they are so dedicated.
And you know, some of them have been doing it for a long time, and some of them are new.
In fact, I just ran statistics because I had our advisory board meeting yesterday here in the office, and I like to run statistics for them so that they have an idea of what's going on. And in this past quarter, and we're not quite done because we'll be done on Monday, and I've just seen about three more volunteers come in. So we've signed up 26 brand new volunteers have come in to sign up as a member of RSVP. So we are growing in our numbers.
And you know what's good too is that everybody, it they it's not a, they're not it's not a flash in the pan. They just don't come for a couple times and then quit.
No, they
They're
don't.
staying,
And they're signing up for multiple different places to volunteer. So it's not like they're just coming in and saying, I just want to do this. They're choosing other areas to volunteer that the community needs volunteers. So.
And you know, I think of a friend of mine, Mr. Cowan at the City Hall. You
Oh,
know,
yes.
we've been we're classmates actually at
Oh,
oh yes, he doesn't like to admit he's that old, but he is as faithful. He knows more about the City Hall than the people who work in the City Hall.
I'm sure he does.
No, he does. I mean, I see people come in and ask, and they said, "Yep, that's upstairs," and you go up, get off the elevator. But it, I mean, he's just, and he's as dedicated as the day is long.
He definitely is. He will be at the recognition luncheon. I saw him, I asked him, so he will be there. He has his M&Ms. I don't know if you've seen his
Yeah,
M&Ms
he's.
lined up.
You know, when you have people like that, and I'm trying to think of her name, she was at Barrington Stage. Barrington. Forever. She passed now. She was on the board. I can't think of her name. I'll think of it.
Jean Ryan?
Jean Ryan. Thank you,
Yeah.
Jean. I mean, she had to have a million hours by the time she passed.
Yeah, yep. Equally, Rosemary Crawford. She had a lot of hours. She was still volunteering pretty much right up until the time she passed away. She was volunteering. Same with Bob Prasutti. So, interestingly, Diane and I went to the Council on Aging on Wednesday, and I don't know if you know Trudy Wiley. Most people do. She's 98 years old. Oh yes, and she's been volunteering for RSVP for almost 34 years. She's just a little bit shy of 34 years right now since 1991. June of 1991. I was shocked when I saw her statistics. She's 98. She runs an osteo class at the senior center 2 times a week. And so Diane and I was expecting to just go and just, be present. No, we participated.
Oh,
And
good.
I gotta tell you, I was sore after the class. She worked us. She does. And all the women, I mean, the class was full, and they all expressed to me how much this class meant to them. There was one of them that said that prior to taking Trudy's class, she was unable to even make a fist. And now she's able to do that because of the class.
Isn't that great?
And Trudy is a true testament to longevity, living a long and healthy life. She is involved, and when I looked at the jobs that she has done, in 34 years of her time. It's incredible. And the fact that she's still volunteering, she volunteers for Brown Bag at the senior center. She volunteers, teaching her class, and any other thing that the senior center needs her to do, she does. So she's got almost 16,000 hours of volunteer service. So
Wow, what a.
it's incredible, right?
Yeah, no, and the people who do it are people who don't have to do it. They do it. They do it because they want to do it and they want to stay involved. And I will say to people out there right now, if you have time, rather than sit at home and watch the television set and go crazy, that's what happened to me. I pulled all my hair out. But go down to RSVP, sit down and chat. Lisa and her whole team there, they're the nicest people. And excuse me. They, maybe you could volunteer. You don't have to commit to an hour a month, whatever you want, but at least go and find out the venues that you can go to, what the demand will be. And there's something about volunteering, and I said this the other day to somebody, there's something about volunteering that makes you feel better.
Absolutely. It's so good for you. It really does. After you do something good for someone else, there's no other feeling than that. Then you just feel good.
And especially if you can be of help, kind of thing. And a lot of the RSVP jobs, that's what it is. It's being helpful to people. Some are ushers in the various theaters. Colin, he's in the city hall.
Yeah, we have one that's at Berkshire Place, and she's there as kind of a companion to people, and the residents really look forward to her coming. She'll play cards with them. There's just various things that she gets herself involved with, and they really look forward to her being there, and they miss her when she's not there. So, and I actually received a really nice email from the station manager there about how much this volunteer has impacted the lives of the residents at Berkshire Place.
Oh, and again, it's a commitment though. To this respect, if you're going to do a job like this lady, and Lisa just made it really clear, they miss her when she's not there. So I guess my recommendation, Lisa's the big shot here and knows more than I, but don't commit over your ability to perform.
Absolutely. And I tell people, because sometimes you get this person, oh, I don't have any time to volunteer. I'm so busy. Well, you know what? Not all of the jobs require that kind of commitment. We do have jobs that I like to refer to as one and done. If you say to me that you're going away, which is often the case for the winter, that's fine. Give us a call when you get back and let us know where you want to plug in. We don't pressure. We do run our reports periodically to see who's on there, who's inactive. We might call you and just say, hey, we've seen you haven't volunteered in a while. Do you want to come off? Do you not want to receive our newsletter anymore? Just to check in. But
Well, good.
we're not going to hound you. That's the thing. Like you are retired. We understand that. We understand your time is your time, and we're respectful of that. So,
And I think too, not to repeat myself, but when you get to be my age, you can repeat yourself because that comes with being my age. You'll feel better be about yourself and about what you've just done and what how you've been. Most people know I close the show every day with lift somebody's load. We're all in this together. And this is a professional way of volunteering and being recognized for it, but also being able to to make somebody's day better.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And it really has, in the past couple months now, it really has brought me back to my mindset. And so that I'm not losing my mind over some of the stuff that's going on in the world right now. The fact that I get to come in here every day
Yep.
and work with my seniors, which I love working with this
Yep.
population, and that we are doing something that is good for the community and impactful, makes it easy for me to reset myself, when I get start spiraling, because there is so much stuff going on, so I'm lucky.
Well, you are, but you've also brought a degree of professionalism, a degree of compassion, a degree of growth, positive growth, and that you need to. I mean, people need to know that when you came in there, it was kind of struggling, and you kind of brought it back to what it was under Sheila Pia the other lady. Cheryl Whalen. Yeah. And
Cheryl,
yeah, Cheryl Whalen. I don't know why I can't remember that. She's a wonderful lady. But for people, how we're gonna do this now. Don't go crazy. I know some of you don't have a pen, you're getting a kid on the bus, blah, blah, blah. But here's the other piece. We're gonna give a contact information. We're gonna do it about three or four times. So if you miss it this time, don't panic.
Norlin.
Lisa's going to tell you how to get a hold of them, or I would recommend it call and then stop in. Once you stop in, you're hooked. I'm just going to tell you that right now, because
Yeah.
there's such a positive atmosphere.
And we hear that all the time, Bill. Honestly, we do. I'm not making
No,
it
but I've
up.
been
We
in
hear
there. I,
all the time that
yeah.
people are just feel so welcome in here.
Yes.
And it's a great place to be. There's a few of my volunteers that stop in here even on days when they're not volunteering, just to say hello and pop in and see what's going on. And they say it's like their home away from home. It really is.
And I believe that because I've been in there, and it is a welcoming but yet relaxed, engaging atmosphere. If it's all
Yeah.
those things,
And
all positive.
I gotta give a shout out to my staff because
Yeah.
I cannot do this alone. And I do have two wonderful staff who work alongside me every day who are just as passionate about
Yeah.
RSVP as I am, and making a difference in the community and certainly in engaging and being welcoming to the senior population, and coming up with creative ideas on their own, it's they're great. So
And but I'll share with you this, as Mr. Kraft from the Patriots found out, you can have a great, wonderful team, but if you don't have a good quarterback, it's not going to be good season for you. You are a wonderful quarterback, in my humble opinion.
thank you.
No, you are. I've been on both sides of that fence. I've been on the board and I've been off the board. So what you've done, the energy, and that's why I stop in there every so often. It's positive. And boy, the world needs positive stuff today.
Oh, we sure do.
Folks, again, Lisa's going to give you a contact. I would always call just to make sure the right people are there before you show up. Lisa, if you would be so kind.
Of course. So our phone number here is 499-9345. Diane Monteroso is our volunteer coordinator. You can ask to speak with Diane. You can ask to speak with me if you call. I'm happy to talk to you. And our administrative assistant is Sherry Reardon. She's happy to talk to you as well. So, yeah, give us a call.
Yeah, I mean, they all talk to me, so I know they'll talk to you. But with all the stations that you have, I think back, and I'm familiar with some of them, but you have a plethora of stations throughout the
Oh
county.
yeah, we do have a lot of places that you can volunteer. Right now, and particularly Hancock Shaker Village is looking for volunteers. They have baby animals that are going to be starting up, which is one of my personal favorites. And that starts April 12th through May 4th. So they need barn ambassadors. So that's guiding people through the barn, and orientation for visitors and greeters. And parking they need help with at Hancock Shaker Village. The City of Pittsfield Parks Department is looking for volunteers. This is what I like to call the one and done events. So if you're just, oh, I don't have a lot of time, but I do want to volunteer. The Extravaganza Egg Scramble is coming up at the First Street Common Saturday, April 19th. That's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So they need volunteers. They are looking for an Easter bunny as well, costume provided. So there are is that going on? And they have a few other volunteer opportunities that day. And summer is on the way. So yeah, so we have quite a number of places that are looking for volunteers for the summer. Arrowhead, Berkshire Horse Works, Barrington Stage, Berkshire Theater Group, Berkshire Scenic Railway. If you're a railroad buff and that interests you, we can certainly connect you there. Hancock Shaker Village, Pittsfield Beautiful, and Shakespeare and Company. Have some jobs that are opening for this summer. And I do want to put out there that we have just signed up Berkshire Carousel recently as a place where you can go to volunteer. The response that we're getting for volunteers is overwhelming. So we might be overwhelming Berkshire Carousel at this point with the number of volunteers that are wanting to volunteer there. So there's a lot of interest there. And Greylock Glen Outdoor Center in Adams, they are looking for volunteers as well. That is beautiful. I gotta tell you, if you have not been up to Greylock Glen recently, since they have built that state-of-the-art building, you should go because it's just breathtaking. It really is.
And again, when we talk about it's housed in Pittsfield, its main office is in Pittsfield, but it reaches the whole county.
Yes, we
That
do.
I want you to understand that. So if you're now, because we are now broadcasting down in the Southern Berkshire, expanded our coverage. If you're Southern Berkshire and you're listening to this for the first time or the second time, perhaps, then. And you, there's Shakespeare and Company. I'm sure there's other venues down there. Feel free to call. And same with Hancock Shaker Village. It doesn't have to be a Pittsfield-based situation.
No, we've got baseball in the Berkshires. Certainly they're looking for volunteers. We've signed the Alzheimer's Association recently as a station. In fact, they were in the office yesterday doing a presentation from their regional office out in Eastern Mass. And they are looking for volunteers in this area. So it's kind of a similar situation to The Red Cross. So the American Red Cross no longer has a chapter here in Berkshire County.
Right.
And so therefore they're very reliant on the volunteers from this community to represent them. They train you, they will train you to be an Alzheimer's Association ambassador for the area. I mean, so there's a few jobs that you could do for them. As I mentioned, baseball in the Berkshires, which is located in Lee. So that's something that you could do and be involved in. So there
Yeah.
is, I mean, this is just to name a few. So a
Yeah, no.
few.
And I know, and they have, I mean, the list is very long, and it's, and you can start with one and go to another, go back, you know, I mean, it's not, it's a commitment, but it's not regimented, if that makes any sense.
Like I've said this before on your show, Bill, that there literally is something for everybody here. There
That's right.
really is. We really do. We plug people in, we get you connected socially. I've seen some amazing friendships that have formed here at RSVP. So it's humbling to me.
And before the break, I will talk more about it after the break. But one of the things I want to bring to your attention, and only because more and more I'm getting more to know more and more people that fall into this category. They don't have transportation to like doctor's appointments or tests or whatever. RSVP can provide that, but you have to be the adult and you can't call the morning of. And Lisa, if let's go into that for a couple minutes before the break, and then we'll pick it up when we come back.
So we run two very successful transportation programs. They are free. It's a free service. So the first one is our RSVP van. The van is owned by the city of Pittsfield. One of my volunteer drivers drives the van. I have shifts, morning and afternoon shift, Monday through Friday. The van is in operation. The first pickup is usually at 8:45 in the morning, and the last pickup in the afternoon is at 3:30 to go
Yep.
home. And so that serves Pittsfield. The van stays in Pittsfield. It serves the city of Pittsfield residents, and it's free. You have to be able to self-assist, and we do require 2 full business days of notice for a ride. If we can squeeze you in. But if you know that you have an appointment that is coming up, and it's 4 weeks out, call us so that we can put you in the schedule. So that's a little about the van. And then we have our Wheels for Wellness program, which is fairly new. I keep saying it's fairly new, but believe it or not, we're heading into our 4th year with Wheels for Wellness. It's
Wow.
wildly successful. And for the reason that we live in such a rural community where it's hard to get around here if you don't have a vehicle, and especially if you're part of the senior population and you may have just given up your license or something like that. So the Wheels for Wellness program is my volunteers that are driving their own vehicles to bring people to medical appointments. And that's countywide. So that's enabled us to help people all over the community. The thing is with those appointments is we require 3 full business days. And that's kind of last minute to us because it is hard to fill those rides with such short notice. So again, if you know you have an appointment coming up, please call and get in the schedule so that we can find somebody. Because once we put the ride in there, then we have to find a volunteer. And I have about 25 volunteers that are volunteering for Wheels for Wellness. But nobody likes to do something last minute when they have plans. I mean, we understand that our volunteers, you're retired, and that doesn't mean that you're just sitting around doing nothing, waiting for for something to happen, so
I
we
can't
get
go. I gotta wait for Lisa to call.
that. So, so that's how that program works. And like I said, that has been wildly successful. We have rides that are being
Yeah.
built in North and South County and here in Pittsfield, when we can't fit somebody into the van schedule, we'll look to a Wheels for Wellness driver. So, and I should give a shout out to Berkshire Community Action Council because they help fund the program.
Cool.
So they pay for
Thank
our
you.
software and our marketing materials for Wheels for Wellness. And Deb Leonsick and her team have been very good to me and very instrumental in keeping the program running and going. So,
How cool is that?
yeah.
That is that when I come back, I will say something about this community. We are, this is WTBR 89.7 FM. We are broadcasting down there in Southern Berkshire at 88.1 FM on your radio dial. We will be right back. More, stay tuned. Lots more about RSVP and a couple of other things I got up my sleeve. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield. 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sondrini.com.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, no, no. That's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Hey, we're back. That good-looking lady you see there, her name is Lisa Torrey. She is the program director for RSVP. And we're having a wonderful conversation. RSVP, and again, if you're a senior and you're retired and you're just, you can only go to the coffee shop so many mornings and gripe for an hour and a half about how bad things are. Where you could be a driver or you use your own car to take someone who isn't driving anymore or has a medical appointment or a medical test or whatever. Volunteering, I've been volunteering to do this on WTBR. God, I don't know for how long now, but to me, it's rewarding to do it. I always wanted to have a voice in the community that's built up the community, not tear it down. And I hope I do that. It's been my goal. And before I go any further, I have to say to all those people who do work for the city of Pittsfield, for the Commonwealth, thank you. Especially the people who plowed and said, this was a horrible, horrible, let me say it again, horrible winter. And I will just thank them. And it's like today, I was watching the trash pickup. And I will tell you, those guys zigging and zagging around these cars, trying to reach that arm up to grab the thing. Listen, a lot more skill than I have. And to the public, maybe to some elected officials, don't be so critical. They're doing a job you probably can't do. So that's all I'm going to say. But we'll get back to RSVP. Here's where they're located. You been to the library? They're downstairs.
Yep. 16 Bartlett Avenue.
Yep. Bartlett Ave, not Wendell. Well, you can go in Wendell, take the elevator, then walk through. But it's easier to park in Bartlett Ave. They now have, you can actually see their office. It's, there's markings. Before, it was just like a little thing in the door. And if you're interested, and I am a cheerleader for this organization, if you are interested, Lisa's going to give you her number, the number. I would suggest you call and make an appointment and go in, because once you go in, you're hooked, because you're going to sense everybody in there is happy to be, and they want you to become part of this organ, really positive, successful organization.
Yes, absolutely. Do you want to give the number again?
I believe that with my whole heart. I've been in there. It's always a fun place to just go in.
Yes, it is. So 16 Bartlett Avenue, and the phone number here is 499-9435.
And before we went to break, Lisa was talking about they have two programs. And I personally know people who take advantage of the van, because they're, old term, my term, they're shut-ins, basically. They're older, they have disabilities, and they just need help, and they don't drive anymore. Help to get to doctors and appointments and tests, and it's always there. But there's requirements, and Lisa's going to tell you what they are.
Yeah, so you have to be able to self-assist. It's not an on-demand service, so we can't have somebody calling last minute and expecting a ride. So you have to give us at least 2 business days of notice. And certainly if you know that you have an appointment and it's 4 weeks from now, please call and get into the schedule.
I mean, there's a lot. And again, they're there to help and recruit people to volunteer out in the community. They have a lot of stations. And Lisa in the first half of the show was saying one that I would think would be cool is now Shaker Village, and my good friend out there, running the animals, the baby animals. There's just something about that, and to be part of it would be very cool, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have volunteers that volunteers for stations like Hancock, Shaker Village. Even Arrowhead, for that matter.
Yeah.
They know so much information about this community, and you know about Herman Melville, for instance. Like, it's incredible what they learned.
Yes.
Or maybe even what they brought to the station on their own. It's impressive.
And I will tell you, one of the farm manager out there, I don't know if that's his official title, but his name is Billy Mangiardi, and He knows more about farming and animals than most people will ever know. And it's his whole life. He's a wonderful guy. And he will, if you go there, he and his staff, they will help you, teach you whatever you need to know. And don't let that ever hold you back, because they just don't throw you to the wolves.
No, they don't. I mean, and I can tell you, I don't know if you know Roger, but Roger, one of our volunteers here, Roger has been volunteering at Hancock Shaker Village almost every year. He goes, and usually he's got the most interesting stories to tell about, especially the resident pig there. He comes in and he makes us laugh with some of the stories that he tells, but some of the knowledge that, you know, he knows even is, it's pretty impressive. So,
and again, you have, if you're interested in Shakespeare, you have Shakespeare and Company, and it's not just Shakespearean plays, it's modern plays. And what I love about there is the grounds. I try to get there earlier, stay after a performance, just to experience the calmness of the grounds.
So,
and it's the other piece I want to go back and not lose track of. It is county wide.
Absolutely, yeah. We serve you know, the whole community, all of Berkshire County. So it's, you know, even though we are sponsored by the city of Pittsfield and we are a city of Pittsfield department, you know, I always like to say that the city recognizes that we are the county seat. And we have this privilege of, you know, doing good in the whole community. So.
And, you know, you're a small, you got a small staff, but you're a gigantic impact.
It's like the little engine that could.
It really is. I mean, I see so many people that go at my age and things like that. They're going to doctors. They're going out to the Phelps Cancer Center. They think you guys hung the moon.
Yeah, I mean, we are in and out of the Medical Arts Complex, 41 Park Street, which is the Crane Center, and the Phelps Cancer Center at Tor Court, multiple times a day. I can't
tell you
that.
Yeah, and I just have to say, too, that Lisa, her whole thing is service and growth and service and understanding. And when I say growth, she's brought it back to the level that it was at for many years. I mean, you've got a lot of stations there, young lady.
I know. It's incredible. So we're well over 60 volunteer stations. Last year in 2024, we were volunteering at 40 stations.
Wow.
So that's pretty incredible. You know, we just continue to grow. And I'm all for it.
Well, yes, because it's a service. It's a service, but you have to have Lisa's mindset, and that is service and growth and caring. And that's what I see when I deal with RSVP. I see everybody in there. Those are what they're caring. They understand the service they're providing, and they understand that you can't stay stagnant. You either grow or you wither, one of the two.
You have to. And, you know, be the difference, be the change in the community.
Yeah.
That's my philosophy.
So now on another topic.
Okay.
We don't know about funding for anything right now, I guess.
It's, you know, fortunately for us, we are in year two of a three-year grant cycle. So we're heading in, as of April 1st, we're heading into the second year on our grant.
Okay.
But like so many federal agencies, we did not go through this unscathed. There were certain requirements that were brought down on us that were very last minute and challenging to get through. But I will say that the mayor is very supportive.
Yep.
He's very supportive of me. He's very supportive of this department. And so that has been very, very helpful in trying to navigate, you know, what's going on.
That's right.
With the federal government, you know, how can we make the change is that we need to do and make them least impactful to the community. So, you know, that's been our focus. We have a very good team here in the city. And, you know, I have appreciated the mayor supporting me when I need the support, because it is very stressful. And it's not something that we do or we have to do every day, you know, and sometimes it's not something that we necessarily agree with.
Right.
But we have to figure out a way to navigate through it so that we don't hurt a lot of people in the process of what we're trying to do. And that certainly we don't hurt this department, and we don't hurt the seniors, and we don't hurt the nonprofits in the process of everything that we're trying to do.
And credit to them, they do it with a smile, even when the road is rough.
Uh-huh.
And you know, government, they used to call it a RIF, reduction in forces. And that appears to me what's going on now. I know when I was still in the Army after Vietnam, they started this rift, and I volunteered. You want to kick me out? I'm ready to go. But no, they didn't want to do it. But anyhow, but again, we have to be supportive. And we need to keep an eye on the news and the cuts, and we need to become supportive of the cities, in my opinion, and we've already done that thing, you know, the views and opinions of mine and those of my guests. But we really need to keep an eye and a supportive eye on what we value in this community. I value this because I know, because I deal with a lot of not-for-profits, they couldn't provide a lot of the services they provide if it wasn't for RSVP and their volunteers.
Yeah, and that's like 100% correct. You know, it's, and not only that, but it is a high quality experience for our senior population.
Yes.
It's another venue for our seniors to be involved with that keeps them healthy and active and supports their physical and mental well-being. And so we are very mindful of that. You know, I'm certainly mindful. This is an aging population here in Berkshire County. One third of our population is a senior. You know, we definitely are doing everything that we need to do to make sure that this program remains in place. And, you know, certainly I heard the mayor when he was on your show before, he talks about his plan B.
Right.
We're in the midst of plan A, but if we have to do a plan B, there will be a plan B, and you know, we'll pivot and we'll go to plan B. So,
but they used to say in the military, when you ran up against something, that you improvise and overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say that I don't want to embarrass you, but you, my young friend, young lady. you have done that more than once since sitting in that chair. You have improvised and you have overcome. And I think that's a credit to the city, to you, and to that organization. And I mean that.
Thank you. I do really appreciate that. And, you know, it's as each Executive, we've had two executive orders that have come through. As each one of them comes, I read it and, my mind goes a little nuts at first. It's hard to kind of back off the personal feelings about it. But then I have to take a pause, and take a breath and read it. And I have to remind myself of all the tough times that I have been through. And this is just one of those times, and we just have to get through it.
And you have to, and what I like about you too, Lisa, is you keep a positive attitude and keep driving forward. And that to me is worth its weight in gold, because I've worked for bosses when we've been hitting, different things, and they said, oh man, they just go into this real negative thing. And it accomplishes nothing, and it demoralizes staff. So I always try to, make a joke, or sometimes you can't, things aren't funny, but they're everything has a has some solution to it. And the word, and I always use the word solutions, because not a, there isn't always just one for everything.
No, and there's always going to be problems, and nothing's going to be perfect. But the mayor reminded me recently, there are things that are outside of our control. We can only control what is happening, to us and,
That's right.
with our mind. And I can only control what's happening in my mindset. I can't, there are things that I have to, just, like I like to say, throw at the wall and see if it sticks. You know what I
Right.
mean? We got to give it a try. And as the mayor said, when he spoke with you last time, plan
Yeah.
B, if we have to pivot to plan B, we'll pivot there. We'd like plan A to work out, but if it doesn't,
That's it. I mean, and nothing's forever.
no.
Nothing's forever. And I see some people, it's been my experience in my career, there are people, well, we've never done that before. Well, that's what the farmer
It's,
said when his one and only cow died. So,
yeah, well, and you might have to change, we might have to switch gears,
Exactly.
but is that going to challenge me? For sure. But I'm up for the challenge, so.
Yes, you are. Before we close, we're going to give it some heads up again. We've covered a lot of stuff. They're looking for, always looking for volunteers, and you can set up an appointment by calling. Lisa knows the number.
Yep, 499-9345.
And the one that I think is the most, very, to me, one of the best services they have, because I know so many people with cancer and other that have taken advantage of it, is they have availability to take you to a doctor. They have different kind, they have two different specific ones. One is a van they own, and the other is a car that I own, but I volunteer to drive you. And Lisa, if you just kind of run through that one more time, it's about when to, and let them know as soon as you know your next appointment.
Yes, absolutely. Let us know when you have your appointment scheduled, not the day before your appointment or the day of. But you would call the number 499-9345 to book your appointment, depending on where you live. If you live in Pittsfield, we try to put you in our van because it's the easiest thing to do, if the schedule allows for it. Again, you have to be able to self-assist. You can bring somebody with you who can help you if you're not able to get in and out on your own. The other program is our Wheels for Wellness program, which we're heading into our fourth year of service doing.
Wow.
And that serves all of Berkshire County. Those are my volunteers, and I have about 25 of them actively volunteering in Wheels for Wellness right
That's a
now.
credit to you.
And so they will pick you up and drive you to your medical appointment. And again, that's countywide. So sometimes people have appointments. They live in North Adams. They might just be going somewhere in North County to get to their medical appointment. Sometimes they're actually coming down to Pittsfield to the Medical Arts Building or Phelps Cancer Center. So.
And I will tell you too, sometimes you'll get appointments like I had to have an MRI. It was done in North Adams and they were wonderful. I mean, the North Adams People Hospital was wonderful, but fortunately I could drive myself there. But it don't always check with Lisa, check with them before you cancel out and say, listen, I can get an MRI. I got to wait 5 weeks here, but I can get an MRI in North Adams on Thursday. If they can provide it for you, take advantage of this. And not them. Don't take advantage of them. Take advantage of the services they offer because they're wonderful people. They really are. Lisa, I can't thank you enough for coming on this program. You always lift my spirits. I know that.
Oh,
And
thank you.
no, because you're making it happen. I'm so sick of people who coulda, woulda, shoulda. You are just making it happen, and that to me is worth my weight in gold. And trust me, that's a lot of gold. I'd be about $1 million now, the price of gold. I've got a couple of announcements, Lisa. You can stay or go, whatever you'd like.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you so much, and say hi to the old guy for me.
I will.
All
I
right, thank
will.
you. All right,
Thanks.
folks, a couple of announcements. St. Mary's Bingo down there to support St. Mary's School, April the 12th, May the 10th, June the 14th. There are door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, lottery tickets, basic entry $10. You can bring your family and friends, co-workers, neighbors. There's snacks and drinks available if. It's a wonder you must be 18. That's one of the state laws. Also coming up, and I support St. Mary's. I support all Catholic education, parochial education. This one is near and dear to my heart. Soldier On. They do such a wonderful job for veterans who are in need of services, help, understanding, a place to live, all of these things. They're having their golf tournament Friday, May 23rd. It starts at 2 p.m. Shotgun start. If you want to know more about it or sponsor it or become involved, excuse me, call Casey DeSico 413-207-4746 and they'll let you know. Congratulations to Hot Plate Brewery. Brewing company. They were named number three best new brewery in the USA Today poll. God, good for them. I am so happy with them. Mayor Marchetti has said, Hot Plate has been a wonderful addition to the downtown and has capitalized on the economic incentives the city has provided. The city of Pittsfield is committed to continuing to work on attracting new businesses, not only downtown, but all across Pittsfield. In addition to bringing new small businesses downtown, Hot Plate had a vision of combining their desire to make craft beer world, the craft beer world, accessible and inclusive with a project of revitalizing the downtown community. Congratulations, Hot Plate. Also, this is important, the Easter egg hunt. The 79th annual Easter egg hunt. This is really going to be cool. It will be Department of Parks and Recreation program announces the 79th annual Easter egg hunt scheduled on for Saturday, April the 19th at the Common. So that's really and truly an opportunity to family and bond and be with the kiddos. Thank you so very much for watching. And remember, God bless all of you. But remember this, take care of each other. Try to lift somebody's burden today. Make them laugh. Give them a call. We're all in this together. Let's help each other, not beat each other up. Take care, everybody, and thank you for listening. RSVP needs volunteers. You get down there and let me know where you're going to be, and I'll come see you. Bye-bye.